Whether you've been here before or you never left, don't let your time slip away. It's the worst kind of theft. You don't get any return sitting wallowing in shame. It's time to put in work, bringing greatness to your name. It takes focus and dedication. We're not talking about luck. You gotta keep moving forward. Welcome to Coming Unstuck. What's going on, friends? Welcome to another episode of Coming Unstuck, the Step Up to Greatness podcast. We are in the midst of revisiting some old videos I did a couple of years ago, actually in the height of the pandemic, talking about discipline, self-discipline to be exact. Because as you know, the pandemic kind of shook everything up when it came to our normal everyday lives. A lot of people put on the pandemic 15, quarantine 15 is the other term that really stuck with people because a lot of gyms were closed all over the country. And then you had to get used to the new normal and discover new ways to be disciplined about the things that you wanted to do and accomplish in life. Or maybe you just had never really learned self-discipline. And that's one of the things that I bring up in this short video that turned podcast, is that the amount of discipline you have now is what you have learned throughout your life. So this particular podcast, this episode is going to be about ways to learn self-discipline, some little tips on how to learn. And then from there, the next one, we'll talk about how to expand on those ways of learning self-discipline a little bit more. So nice little short 7 minute or so episode with me rambling now, or in addition to me rambling now, but we'll let you get to it. Make sure that you comment, review, like and subscribe, and stay tuned for more Coming Unstuck. Peace. Okay, hold up. I want to talk to you about something real quick. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. Like, how do I record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps that people like to listen to podcasts on? How do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. As I mentioned, Anchor distributes your podcast to all the different platforms, such as Google, Apple, Spotify, and it has some great background music you can add to your podcast to give it a little extra flair. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this and you will find strength. Marcus Aurelius. We are in week two of our series on self-discipline. Are you disciplined? Last week we talked about the benefits of self-discipline, which there clearly are. But this week I'm going to start you off with a little kicker. You are as self-disciplined as you have learned how to be. Do you find this thought discouraging? Think about it. As a child, you might have been given an allowance or a few dollars at your birthday or on holiday. When you're very young, the first thing you do is buy something intensely satisfying right now, which is good in the short term. I remember begging my dad to take me to Toys R Us the moment I had enough money to get a new X-Men or a Ninja Turtles action figure. It was so much fun using that new toy with its fancy blaster or fancy twist and punch action. That is, until you lost the thing it blasted, or the twisting power punch action wasn't quite packing as much power. Eventually, as the gratification of instance fades, you see something you want that's out of reach. For me, it went from the superhero figures to the hero skateboard, bike, and video games. You realize the only way to get this object is to save up over a period of time. Maybe your goal will require several allowances. Perhaps you get a neighborhood job such as babysitting or yard work to pay for that item. The moment you do, you've learned the joy of working for a long-term goal. You've also mastered self-discipline. At some point, nearly everyone has learned this lesson, some more than others. As we grow older, our chores become actual jobs. It's here you realize you need to show up at work on time if you want to keep your job, not just some odd job for your parents when you need money. You want to get paid, so you show up when you're supposed to. More time goes by, and you find out paying the bills keeps the lights on, another long-term goal. You do what you need to make that happen. In both these examples, you use self-discipline without thinking about it at all. The problem begins when you start feeling like willpower has limits. You're good at some things, but not at others. Getting to work is one thing, working out at the gym every day, another. The good news? You can learn how to increase your self-discipline. What's even better, the more you practice these techniques, the more self-discipline you'll have. Try these quick techniques to help learn and develop self-discipline. First, set yourself up for success. Pick three things to get done tomorrow, no matter what. By setting up the goal and then carrying it out, you'll already be practicing self-discipline, especially if you have to combat various distractions to do it. It could be any number of things, but pick things that will help you feel accomplished, even if it's simple. Do a 10-minute workout. Wash the dishes by hand instead of using the dishwasher. Call or write someone you haven't talked to in a while and tell them something positive they've done that's impacted your life. Get your daily coffee from a small cafe instead of a chain. Whatever it is, three things, get them done. Next, create a new habit. Studies have shown it can take anywhere from 10 days to 2 months to create a habit. Pick something small to change in your daily life or benefit you, that'll benefit you somehow. Practice that habit for the next 30 days or until you feel like it has become automatic. It could be as simple as making your bed, which gives you the feeling of accomplishment first thing in the morning. Or maybe reading a 3-minute devotional, which will help you frame your mindset in a positive way as you start your day. A great hack to help build this habit too is to set an alarm on your phone that goes off daily, reminding you to keep this habit. Next, make promises, then keep them. When you keep a promise, you're practicing self-discipline, whether you realize it or not. Get in the habit of always keeping your promises. Ask for others to hold you accountable if you struggle with this. Again, a good hack to help here is to set an alarm on your phone or write yourself a reminder of the promise you made and put it somewhere you'll see it every day until that promise is fulfilled. Next, find encouragement. There are some great blogs and podcasts out there not to mention excellent books on the topic. Keep yourself inspired by adding a dose of added learning to your day. By being mindful of what you do, you'll find your self-discipline skills grow almost without you realizing it. Soon, you'll find it easier to do what you want, while at the same time ignoring the distractions that would derail you. Some suggestions I have for encouragement would be my friends John and Kaylee over at their YouTube channel, Hey You, Get Out of the Porta Potty, and my friend Jamal Callahan with two podcasts he's a part of, Mornings with Mr. Motivator and The Daily Jam. And of course, you have these videos and my podcast, SU2G, the Step Up to Greatness podcast. What videos and podcasts do you like? There you have just a few simple techniques to help get you started on creating self-discipline. Set yourself up for success, create a new habit, keep your promises, and find encouragement. Now that we've learned about the benefits of self-discipline and learned some techniques to get started, make sure you like and subscribe so you can tune in next week when we dive a little deeper into steps to help develop your self-discipline. In the meantime, the greatest disciplines I can encourage you to follow are love each other, and no matter what, keep moving forward and step up to greatness. Peace. That was perfect. That's the reaction I got recently when I shared with one of my clients their personal greatness meditation that I created for them using their own words to describe a perfect life. Do you have clarity on the things you want for your life? Many studies show not having a specific goal prevents people from ever really making any significant progress because the lack of direction pushes and pulls you in many directions. Have you ever heard of a dream board before? It's a collection of pictures and power phrases or words that depict things that the dream board creator wants for their life. My Personal Greatness Meditation, or PGM, is a literary depiction of a dream board, but drafted in story form, as in what a day in the life of a perfect life would look like. To get a PGM created for you or a loved one, we would talk for 60 to 90 minutes going over some key areas of your life, your relationships, your financial status, your health, etc., and where things are at in those categories and how you would like them to be, if anything was possible. I then take the information provided and create that PGM for you, then delivering it to you the first time via chat, and then send you a doc file copy and in MP3 format so you can read and or listen to it as often as you wish, helping you calibrate and focus on the steps you can take to get to that perfect life. Let's write your story of greatness together and give you clarity on the life of your dreams that is possible because you'll know what you are working towards.